Geek Radio Daily, baby!
Yeah, what's up in his house?
It's Friday up in his house is what it is.
Damn time. This has been a long week.
October the 3rd, 2008 edition of Geek Radio Daily, flying at you like a wet sandwich been laying out on the porch because you forgot it when you was going to school, but you had to go pick up that shoe. And you left it there. Did you left laying out there in the yard when you got in a fight with that fat kid day before yesterday? And so
got that little funk to it. You're still repressing
anyways,
issues, aren't you?
It's coming at you. Okay. The show is coming at you.
Huzzah!
That's all I'm saying.
Kinda
right
like
there,
a,
kids!
Like what?
Like a wizard! Oh, damn! That's your podcasting wizard right there. That's Billy Flynn.
We're pulling incredibly high among superhumans and mutants.
Nice.
Ooh. Nice. I wonder who I'm pulling incredibly high with. Let's find out. I'm the vicar.
Wait a second. I'm body popping in here.
Oh, well, all right. We'll find out later.
You
that's
be
fine.
The freakazoid. Come on and wind you up.
It's Friday, man. That means what? That means we got movies coming. Dude,
we
there's
do.
A lot of movies opening.
There are.
I didn't even bother writing down the limited release stuff. Are you going to do those?
No.
You don't care either? All right, fine. Because we got like five pitches.
We'd have to have like a miniseries just to do
we
the
got
movies.
Like five today. Pitches opening up. On this day in 1849, Billy, October the 3rd, American author Edgar Allan Poe found delirious in a gutter. He was an original gangster.
He was.
In Baltimore, Maryland.
Has some Cristal next to him.
Mysterious circumstances. Last time he was seen in public before his death. This day, 1932, Iraq gained independence from Britain. How'd that work out for you?
I don't know.
1995. This day, I remember it. Most of us do. This day in 95, O.J. Simpson found not guilty. You remember that? Where were you when the verdict came in?
The basement of the Pentagon.
I was working, too. I was, because it was a weekday, I was working at the plantation, and the word came in, I actually interrupted. I was. Yeah.
No, it's just...
I know. All right, 1962 birthday.
Everyone's a little bit racist.
Well, I was. Anyway, I met my wife at the plantation.
That's
fine. But Tommy Lee got a birthday today, yo.
Smoking in the
he
boys'
He was born in 62. I got to do math, so I'm not going to try to do math.
That
but
makes
anyway,
him
he's older than I am. And Rob Liefeld. American comic book writer and artist Rob Liefeld, born on this day in 1967.
Still can't draw a damn
and
human
still
body.
Still can't draw, yeah.
What's up with that?
We love you, Rob. You know, you're a good dude. You did a lot of good things for the industry, but your hands is too little, yo.
You know, necks should really have differences. It shouldn't be just a whole solid hunk of meat from head
draw
to...
Draw a big head, man. That's all you gotta do. What's up with that, man? ABC got a brand new wife swap and a brand new super nanny. Yes!
Aren't you thrilled?
Damn right I am.
Tonight, CBS has... Well, look, it's Jennifer Love Hewitt. It's the Ghost Whisperer. Oh, look, and it's a new show. It's the pilot episode of The X-List,
what
followed
the hell
by
is that?
A new episode of Numbers.
Oh, they're trying to make a new X-Files, see? Maybe that's what it
except
is.
This time, it's like all of her boyfriends were like aliens.
X like EX.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
I don't care anymore.
Oh, okay.
From AMC, not one of my favorite Jack Ryan pictures. It was okay, but Clear and Present Danger was not one of my biggies. That
well,
was
then,
from 94.
Not one of my favorite either. Immediately following that is Braddock Missing in Action 3, but you can't go wrong because it is Chuck Norris.
Well, that's true. Now, Bravo Channel, this is a killer-ass movie, yo.
Dude,
Primal Fear is on, man.
That's a damn fine
Richard
film.
Gere is in it, but nobody cares
nope.
because Edward Norton is
steals
that movie,
that
man.
Movie
holy
entirely.
Crap.
Tonight on NBC, Toughest Jobs. Tonight, the contestants are maintaining a bridge.
Oh, like holding it?
That or,
that
you know, oiling it, lubing
well,
it,
oh, that's true.
Rubbing
maybe
it
that's
down.
Right. CMT Country Music Television, 20 greatest...
greatest.
20 greatest redneck moments to the Return of the Redneck.
Return of the Neck. Fantastic.
Yes, it's on.
Well, speaking of which, they're probably also over at Fox because it's a new, you know, Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? And don't forget the lyrics. Don't you do it.
Don't do it. IFC, Independent Film Channel, is showing Jersey Girl. The weird Kevin Smith movie that doesn't have dick jokes in it.
No, it doesn't, but
it's
got Sweeney Todd in it.
That's
we talked
true.
About that yesterday.
Yes, we did.
That's fantastic.
Yes, we did.
Something we did not talk about yesterday was FX Tonight showing Date Movie.
Oh, God.
Yeah. No one's going to talk about that.
No. Ion Channel showing City of Angels. What's your opinion on that one, sir?
It's okay.
I really like that.
I like the JLA miniseries better.
Oh, damn.
I'm just saying.
All right, my favorite, FSN.
Yeah?
What did we decide that was?
Fox Sports Network.
Beavers All Access. That's what it's called.
Ladies, tonight on Discovery Channel, it's Ten Commandments of the Mafia.
Oh, all right.
So,
well, I didn't catch that one in...
Parting the Red Sea of Blood.
In Bible school. Okay.
No, I don't remember that. Turner Classic Movie with the 1957 Peyton Place.
Yeah, I don't care.
No, Sci-Fi Channel has a movie called Sanctuary, which I don't think I've ever heard of, but they don't go, Sanctuary, which is how they should. Tonight on Cartoon Network, sir, two episodes, it premieres Star Wars The Clone Wars.
Oh.
I'm going to give it another chance. Maybe watching it in smaller segments won't make me hate it as much.
Ooh.
But tonight
don't
I'm watching Lifetime Television
for women.
Because tonight, a newspaper columnist becomes the legal guardian of her late sister's five Amish children and takes them back to the city to live with her.
Okay.
Tonight, Lisa Pepper and Abigail Mason star in Saving Sarah Kane. Now, that's just a dumb name. Come on. Five Amish kids and you couldn't come up with...
All right, if this was a comedy,
oh,
like a Seth Rogen comedy, now...
You have
now,
the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air theme going?
As one of the Amish children.
Oh, dude, yes.
I'd watch that.
Listen up, buy it's that. Time for mail call.
All right, dude, I got one mail. I'm embarrassed I have more mails than this, but this is the only
What's
one I copied
that?
Before I got up. So,
oh, okay.
Before I got up.
You haven't been to bed, right?
No, it's not that I haven't been. Anyway, all right, I have one mail. I'm sorry these other ones I got to you. Hey, gents, been listening to your show for years. God, we have been on for
wow.
years, haven't we?
Yeah, back in my day.
This is our third year podcasting, isn't it?
I think technically,
Holy
yeah.
Holy crap, dude.
It's hard to believe.
Anyway, all right, been listening to your show for years, would love to do the article on you for Wikipedia.
Really?
Now, we got some people working on this,
we
but,
did.
You know, that's how Wikipedia works. It is a communal effort.
True, but so I believe Jabba was spearheading it, so if, you know, one too many things to drink and someone else can easily spearhead it.
Hey, whatever, work together, that's fine. Furthermore, launching another podcast called Alphabet Soup on Blog Talk Radio, and it would make my nips hard if you would allow me the privilege of interviewing you on a future episode. Well, far
sure.
be it for us to stand between you and the
nipplage.
Hardening of your nipples.
I mean,
right.
Every man got to have his nipples hard.
I'm a Toronto-based independent filmmaker. Oh, this is a woman. I'm a Toronto-based independent filmmaker, podcaster, writer, and if you'd like to catch sight of my many visual contributions, I just posted a Heath Ledger video tribute from a female perspective. We'll put the link there in the show notes. And she also gives her Skype name, yada, 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 yada.
Is she going to let us see the nips once they've been hardened?
You know, I don't know.
I don't know either.
Hugs from T.O. Terrell Owens.
Terrell Owens is a woman.
Interesting. Love you large, Tamariel.
He is a tough woman. I saw him playing at
Redskins
game.
Oh, dude, seriously, I wouldn't mess, no. I wouldn't
God
mess
mercy.
With that woman. Okay, listen, if you want to drop us an email, God, we'd love to read it. I mean, we would be erect.
You don't even have to mention nipples, but it helps.
Doesn't hurt.
Doesn't
send
hurt.
It to us, would you please, at podcast Billy Flynn Vicar or The Bruce at geekradiodaily.com. It is Friday, so we're coming back with movie news, baby. What's new in the theater for this year, Friday, October 3rd, 2008, Geek Radio Daily.
Hi, I'm Chad Pfeiffer of Independent Animated Movie Chat. I'm here with director Chris Lackey talking about The Chosen One.
This is an existential road trip comedy.
Does it have robots?
It does.
Good enough. How about giant monsters?
A few, but...
Hopefully a ninja cradling a pirate.
Well, this is a movie.
What about cast? Who have you got, Chris?
Well, there's Tim Curry.
I am a... about to give somebody a spanking.
I'm the devil.
Laura Prepon from The 70s Show.
That sounds kind of cool.
Chris Sarandon, Lance Hendrickson, and Tracy Lords.
Maybe you want to come and have a look under my hood.
Sounds like you've got an all-star cast here. Who else?
You're in the movie.
Sold. Where can I get it?
$15 at thechosenonemovie.com.
That's thechosenonemovie.com.
Come listen to Wapcaplets at wapcaplets.net, a gaming podcast where you're in and out in 5 minutes.
Geek Radio Daily for Friday, kids. The weekend.
It's the weekend.
It's the weekend.
Everybody's working for the weekend.
Take it what I'm giving because I'm working for it.
Oh,
that's what you
got
to do. See, we're radio guys. And every Friday, dumbass radio people have to drag out an old, tired
ass.
Yes,
work.
An old, tired ass medley of weekend songs, right? So, anyway.
Oh.
All right, listen, it's Friday. We're going to be talking about some new movies coming out.
I got an idea for a movie.
Doesn't everybody?
All right, An American Carol opens today, Billy. I gotta tell you, whoever they hired to make the trailer, it's pretty good.
It's a funny trailer.
The film may not be good, but I mean, it's the trailer's good.
It's one of the Zuckers, so there is a chance. There is a chance for it to be good. I don't know. It
might be funny. I saw Bill O'Reilly has at least a cameo in this, and he might actually be funny in the same way it was funny to see Bob Barker. In the Adam Sandler picture.
Right.
That might be funny. I don't know. A cynical anti-American Hollywood filmmaker sets out on a crusade to abolish the 4th of July holiday. He's visited by three spirits who take him on a journey in an attempt to show him the true meaning of America. Kelsey Grammer is in this. John Voight. Trace Atkins? Really?
Well,
James Woods, John Voight. It's PG-13. I might have to watch this.
I
ain't giving nobody $9 to watch it.
No, not that much, but possibly.
I'd be interested in checking it out.
I would definitely go see that before I ever step foot anywhere near Beverly Hills Chihuahua. Isn't it too late for the Taco Bell dog to have a movie? I'm just saying. It's long. It's over and done. This, of course, is the sequel to Beverly Hills Ninja. This time the ninja is a chihuahua, and he's going to save the world from the forces of darkness.
Drew Barrymore's in it. I like her.
Yeah, but she's not naked in it. Piper Perro's not naked in it either.
Right.
Thank
you. Yeah, you're right. Never mind. It's rated PG. How about blindness?
That's what I would rather have than to watch Beverly Hills Chihuahua.
Damn, when a sudden plague of blindness devastates a city, a small group of afflicted... band together to triumphantly overcome the horrific conditions of their imposed quarantine. It's a new comedy with Julianne Moore, Mark Ruffalo, and Danny Glover, rated R.
Blindness.
Now, you have heard there's controversy around this movie.
Blindness.
Blind people are picketing it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How? How do they know? They could be in front of a Taco Bell.
That's the funny part to the joke, but wow. Flash of Genius is out today. Greg Kinnear is the guy that invented the windshield wipers, the automatic windshield wipers.
It's like a true story, right?
And Ford stole it from him. Not Harrison Ford, but Ford Motor Company stole it from him, based on a true story.
I was thinking Lita Ford would be more likely to go in there and get that, because she was a tough gal, man.
Kiss me deadly.
Greg Kinnear, Lauren Graham, PG-13 rating on that. Also, How to Lose Friends and Alienate People.
Simon Pegg.
Yeah, man. Sydney Young, a small-time bubbling British celebrity journalist, is hired by an upscale magazine in New York City.
New York City!
In a spectacular fashion, Sydney enters high society and burns bridges with bosses, peers, and superstars. Kirsten Dunst, Simon Pegg, Jeff Bridges, Danny Houston, Gillian Anderson. Jeez, everybody's
Dude,
in this.
A lot of people.
Wow.
And,
rated
of
R.
course, the movie that I'm definitely going to go see, Nick and Nora's Infinite Playlist.
Really? You got to sell me on. I don't know much about it. Just reading the description.
Go ahead, read the description.
I will. I'll write you exactly what I typed.
Okay.
And mind you, I know like nothing about this.
Okay.
All I know is what I just read a while ago. Nick frequents New York's indie rock scene, nursing a broken heart and playing the bass with his queer core band, The Jerkoffs. Nora is questioning pretty much all of her assumptions about the world. See, already this sounds like an after-school special.
Oh, God,
to me.
It does.
Though they have nothing in common except their taste in music, their chance encounter leads to an all-night quest to find a legendary band's secret show and ends up becoming blah, 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 wanna kill myself. That is what I wrote.
It's,
that is actually what I wrote here.
It's two kids who, yes, their music tastes are pretty much the same. They put on their Infinite Playlist and they go in search of this really cool band that's having a secret show. It's going to be one of these fun things we watched in the 90s. It really is. It's going to be
I hope
great.
You're right. It's rated PG-13.
Oh, that's
So there you go.
Sweet.
That's what's out. You got Nick and Nora, How to Lose, Friends, Flash of Genius, Blindness, Beverly Hills, Chihuahua, and...
Che Rodriguez.
And An American Carol today.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News! Taking a look at the world from a geeky point of view.
Yes, we are.
Everybody loves the remake, so NBC, they're bringing it back.
Oh, yeah?
They're taking it back.
They're taking it back?
The Partridge Family.
Oh, God. Wow.
This time called Partridge.
I never watched it to begin with. I don't think I've ever seen The Partridge Family.
You know, it didn't all turn well until Mom sang along, and then everything got fantastic.
Okay.
This is the, of course, alleged classic 60s sitcom, well, 70s sitcom, in which kids formed a band, and they didn't really take off until Mom started singing along with them. Most famous now for bringing us Danny Bonaducci.
Man, I'm
Thanks
still
for that.
Like a Play-Doh snot factory over here.
Yeah.
I am still sick, dude.
Zycam.
What the hell?
Zycam.
Yeah,
all
right.
Get some Zycam.
From IGN, principal photography set to begin in location in London for the action-adventure Sherlock Holmes. Yes, it's going to be an action-adventure movie.
Dun-dun-dun.
Guy Ritchie's Warner Brothers Village Roadshow movie. Principal photography. Yeah, it's getting ready to begin. Rachel McAdams is in this. She's hot. Plays Irene Adler. Remember her from those stories.
I do.
It'll be distributed worldwide by Warner Brothers and in select territories by Village Roadshow Pictures.
Sweet. On Tuesday, Nissan displayed a robotic car capable of detecting approaching obstacles and instantly avoiding collisions
Domo.
On the strength of a sophisticated
Domo.
Sensor modeled on the compound eyes of a bee. Think about that. The BR-23C robotic car was unveiled at the Japan 2008 Electronic Products Trade Fair that got underway. And basically, this thing, it can see things within 180 degrees radius in front of the eye, in front of the sensor, sends a signal to an onboard microprocessor acting as the robot's brain, which translates into a collision avoidance. The moment the robot car detects an obstacle, it mimics the movement of a bee, changing direction quickly enough by turning its wheels at right angles to avoid a collision.
Okay, now we get crazy Japanese bee cars.
Bee
Where
cars.
The hell my flying cars at?
I don't know, but
they
if Dante would give his left foot for it, we'd be
not
all right.
That many decades ago.
I know.
They told us.
Oh, flying cars.
They told us 8 years ago. They said in the year 2000.
Yeah.
No, it was the year 2121. No, 25,
In the 20, year 2121.
I don't know. All right, finally, because we're almost out of time here.
Oh,
finally,
crap.
Slice of Sci-Fi says Katie Sackhoff, the actress who put estrogen in Battlestar Galactica, sticking with NBC after the Peabody
wow.
award-winning series takes its final bow next year. Apart from continuing with the BSG legacy in made-for-TV movies, Sackhoff will also be starring as the female lead for the NBC Dick Wolf-produced series Lost and Found,
Aww.
Which may end up being set as a mid-season replacement. So
Aww.
Katie Sackhoff fans, men and women, both... Because you know that the ladies want her to.
Yes.
Don't worry, she's not going away. All right, kiddies, there we go. Have a fine weekend. We may actually do a damn weekend show this weekend if we can put the details together.
Keep your fingers crossed.
Geek Radio Daily, licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivative Works 3.0 U.S. license. Subscribe through iTunes. Join the forums for some social geek working over there at geekradiodaily.com. Make sure you check out the new store at cafepress.com and email us at podcast Billy Flynn, Vicar, or the Bruce at geekradiodaily.com.
That's all the action for today, action fans. Join us again next time for more adventures with the Action League. They're plastic, they're spastic, they're fantastic.